Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in Grizz Media Days 2025, and joining me now at the booth is Grizzlies' new small forward, you know, backcourt member, Cedric Coward, first round pick, lotto pick. How's it going, Ced?
It's good. It's good. You know what I mean? First media day underway, and I'm excited.
A little overwhelming. How many interviews you got today?
Oh, I didn't even care to count.
Upwards of 10?
Yeah, I didn't even care to count.
Yeah,
really.
Well, you'll get through it. I promise.
It'll be all good. It's a blessing.
I think I'm first of the day. Mm-hmm. All right. So
Yes, you are. Nice.
All right. So we got the news on Friday. Your shoulder injury, fully rehabbed. You're ready to go. How does it feel for you? And you know, how do you expect to sort of get that confidence back after the injury going into the season?
I mean, it feels great. You know, obviously the shoulder injury was, I don't call it a setback. It was just like a bump in the road. But to be able to, you know, put the work in, not only after my injury while the season was still going last year in college, but through the pre-draft process and even through this whole process, it took, you know, some pulling teeth to get me to miss summer league and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was still, you know, it was what was best for me and my current situation and what was best for the team as we come up for the season. And honestly, the confidence is always there. You know, basketball to me, I use the analogy of it's like riding a bike. Like, you haven't ridden a bike in a while, but you still know how to do it. And for me, it's just finding that rhythm, finding that continuity with my teammates, and making sure I can do whatever it is to, you know, make their job a lot easier while they make mine easier on the court.
Yeah, all right. So how's your acclimation been to the city of Memphis? How you liking it so far?
Good. Memphis reminds me a lot of my hometown. You know, my hometown, Fresno, California. Pretty small-ish area, small but big, I guess is what you can say.
A big small town.
Yeah, a big small town. But at the same time, like me, Memphis, since we spend most of our time downtown, obviously, because where the forum is a little I guess, a change, because back at Fresno, I live more in the suburban areas. But at the same time, people are great. They've had some good food out here, and then I'm acclimating real well.
All right, now food wise, a couple of spots.
My favorite spot is Flight. I have to say
Okay.
My favorite spot is Flight. I went there
out in East Memphis.
Yeah, downtown here.
They have a Flight down here.
Okay. Yeah, just a couple minutes away. Yeah, so that's my favorite spot at the moment. And then I also went to Porch and Parlor. I took my girlfriend there. We had a nice little date over there, and they do it big over there. So
nice A5 Wagyu.
It was good. It was good. I was able to pick my own knife and everything. So, you know, they did it big.
It's $50 for every 2 ounces. So, hey, you got that NBA contract.
I don't know about that. Still got to be careful. Yeah.
Still got to be careful. All right. Now, your story, you went to a Division III school in Willamette. Mm-hmm. Then you end up transferring from there, going to Eastern Washington. Then you end up at Wazoo with Coach David Riley. We'll get to him in a second. Yep. I've got to talk to him on my show. But it's not the normal route, right?
Nope.
I'm sure this was always your goal. But, like, through that process – did you always think this was a possibility, or did it just sort of build the more you started produce at the college level?
Yeah, I always thought it was a possibility, but I would be lying to you if you say it was in the forefront of my mind back when I was at Willamette. But it's kind of like you just said, as I built more momentum in my career as going through college, you know, going from D3 to D1, and then, you know, with Coach Riley and the help from those coaches and that program at Eastern Washington, which eventually Washington State my last year, with their confidence they had in me and, you know, the things we did to build my game as a whole, it started to become more of a reality. And once I got last year before the season started, I knew, like, this was a possibility. And I knew definitely all I had to do was play well and be myself. Unfortunately, cut short due to the shoulder injury, but at the same time, I had many people to help me along the way, and it's always been a reality for me. But at the same time, it got more in the forefront as I got later and later in my college career.
Yep. All right. Now, for the Grizzlies fans that haven't gotten to grind the tape on you and go to YouTube, look you up, what can you provide this team and organization?
I can provide us anything to do to win. That is my biggest focus. Is I'm a team first guy. I'm super unselfish. All I want to do is win because that's all that matters to me in the game of basketball. But if we're getting down to the details, I'm pretty versatile. You know, I can defend pretty much all 1 through 4, I can say. You know, fives, definitely, I give the effort to,
right,
but 1 through 4. You know, offensively, I think I have a lot of tools. Obviously, it's depending on what the team needs, like I said earlier, just doing whatever they can or whatever I can to help us win.
Mm-hmm. Now, final thing. I talked to your head coach back when you were drafted by the Grizzlies, David Riley. He was at Eastern Washington with you then, also at Washington State, correct?
Yeah, so my 2 years at Eastern Washington, he recruited me from Willamette to go there, and it was just a feeling. So I was like, you know what, this guy has something going, so let me go over there. And then he got the job at Washington State right before I went there, and it was a no-brainer. I was like, oh, bigger school, and I get to keep my coach and the staff?
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Now, I asked him about what you do off the floor, what type of guy you are. Mm-hmm. He brought up you like to cook and bake cookies for your teammates, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
What do you like? I'll get it from you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in the world of basketball, I think you got to find hobbies or something to do outside of the game. And for me, that happened to be cooking. You know, I watch a lot of YouTube, and I found one day on YouTube, like a guy that was making homemade meals and stuff like that. And it kind of reminded me a lot of home because I wasn't getting my mom's food and my grandparents' food and stuff like that, and my dad's. But at the end of the day, I was like, you know what, man? I got a little bit of time. Let me see if I can learn how to do this and, you know, learn some skills along the way. So I was able to learn those skills, and then I ended up being pretty good at it. That my teammates requested a lot of food, and, you know, I would make dinners for the team and stuff like that, which is cool.
I hope they threw in.
Sometimes. Usually it was on the team card. So that,
okay.
You know,
I shout
out Coach Riley for that. But at the same time, it was also a thing, like, to be able to do that, not only learn the skill of cooking, but to have a hobby outside of basketball was pretty cool.
For sure. Well, Cedric, I appreciate it, man. Good luck coming up this season.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.